We are your Cambridge 105.
Loving the summer in our city.
And a very good Saturday afternoon to you. Mike Batt in the Summertime City at 4 minutes past 3 o'clock. This is Julian Clover live in our studios in Gwydir Street with Summer Saturdays, our little guide to what's happening in and around the city of Cambridge throughout the summer. On the show today, well, we don't have to go too far because Matt Webb is on Gwydir Street itself with the Gwydir Street Party that's celebrating 150 years of the street. Has a Victorian theme as well this year. So a man with a top hat, he stuck his head around the door of the radio station a little earlier on. Matt's also been speaking to Stephen Reader of the Two Counties Motor Show. That takes place at the Rowley Mile Racecourse in Newmarket tomorrow. Lee Last is at the Chesterton Festival, which is running right the way across the weekend. And I've been down to Hope Street Yard to take a listen to the Cambridge Buskers and Street Performers Festival. So we shall hear all of that and crossing live to Matt Webb just ever so shortly, just as soon as we've uncurled the baked bean tin and the long piece of string to get down the street. Now, it is a summer Saturday. It's also the day of the Gwydir Street Party, and it is the event we have to go, I would say, the shortest distance for. Matt Webb has taken a long piece of string and a tin can and is on Gwydir Street proper now. Hello, Matt.
Good afternoon, Julian. You join me here on Gwydir Street for the Gwydir Street Party 2013. Fantastic weather at the moment, only a few clouds in the sky, lots of lovely weather, and where I'm standing at the moment, which is just at the bottom end of Gwydir Street, down by the Alexandra Arms pub. There's currently a folk group performing there at the moment, and there seems to be a bit of rivalry between the Alexandra Arms pub and the Cambridge Blue as to who is going to have the best acts performing today, so I've been told.
Oh, that's an interesting little competition to have between the two of them, and only the public will win.
I wonder if there's going to be a big public cheer later to see whose pub actually had the best acts performing. But also on Gwydir Street at the moment, there's I would say a couple of hundred people at the moment. A great selection of stalls as well. Where I'm standing at the moment, I can see people selling cheeses and some freshly made bread, some plants being sold from a plant stand. And a little bit further up where I am is the main stage where there's a bouncy castle. There's also a kids' puppet show, which has been conducted by Paul Groffalo. Now, he is the scout leader and cub leader of the 29th Cambridge Scout Group, so we're going to have a chat with him a little bit later
on. Paul Groffalo, is any relation to the Gruffalo?
I don't think so,
okay,
no.
Okay, just wondering.
So we'll go and have a chat with him a little bit later on because he's he's quite a forthcoming person, so I'm sure he'll chat with us. And yes, we'll go and soak up the atmosphere a little bit further down Gwydir Street and hopefully get some interviews with some of the stall holders and fairgoers. But most important thing about the Gwydir Street Party is there's lots of charity work going on here today. There's lots of collections for various different charities, so we'll have a run through of which charities they are a little bit later on.
Okay, I noticed on my way into the station today that there was a young man selling ice creams from a little traditional 1930s kind of ice cream cart. He's just opposite the Alex, and I'd rather like a strawberry cornet, please.
I'll have to walk around the corner then and get a couple of pounds because I've left my wallet in the studio. So it looks like ice creams are going to be on you this afternoon, Julian.
Oh, thank you very much, Matt. Well, you know, I'll provide the cash, you provide the ice cream. More than happy with that. Mind you, the temperature in this studio, I suspect it wouldn't stay ice cream for very long and turn into a rather premature milkshake.
Wonderful stuff. Anyway, I'll have a little stroll along Gwydir Street and see if I can get some people for a chat in the next 15 minutes or so.
Okay, Matt, thank you very much. Speak to you a little later on this afternoon on our Summer Saturday from Cambridge 105. Now, returning to Cambridge, and we've got the Buskers Festival taking place right the way across the weekend. And a little earlier on, I went down towards Hope Street Yard and stopped off outside the Earl of Beaconsfield, where I met these people.
Hi, my name is Ray, and our band is called the Misspent Ukes.
That's a great name. How long have you been performing together?
Oh, gosh, I think it's about 3 years now.
And in and around Cambridge or further afield?
In and around Cambridge, often busking, and sometimes pubs are nice enough to let us inside.
Did you find there's a difference between performing outdoors, almost like singing for your supper, and performing to a crowd or having a drink or a bite to eat of an evening?
I think what's really different is that you can't really be so secure about who your audience is going to be when you're on the street. And as you can probably hear behind you, there's lots of background noise and we've got all the cars going by.
A bit of competition from cars and a bus as well heading off into the distance.
Yeah, cars and bikes and all sorts of things, vans, all sorts of things going by. So yes, it's quite difficult to compete against that really. So you have to make sure your voice is quite strong.
Okay, well, traffic permitting, we'll try and do a number now. What are you going to do for us?
What we're going to do is scouting for girls. Had to check whether it was girls or boys then, but it's definitely scouting for girls.
Easy mistake to make. Okay.
Yeah, thanks very much.
She's 30, 10, 30, and at the age of girls get really dirty. I don't know how I'll make it through this. I don't know. I
love the way she bites her lips. I love the way she shakes her hips. I love the way she makes me drool. I think that she is beautiful.
She's a lovely. Oh, yeah, she's a stunner. And I wanna. She'd have spit when she was 10 years younger. Come see me discreetly. She says she's got a trick or two to teach me. I don't know how to make you do this.
That's the Misspent Ukes recorded outside the Earl of Beaconsfield Public House just on the Mill Road a little earlier on this afternoon. Around about lunchtime, I went off to do that.
Proud to broadcast from the city centre.
Oh, it just doesn't get any better, does it? The music of One Direction, the sun is out, and Matt Webb is on Gwydra Street this afternoon at the Gwydra Street party. I'll just give the old piece of string a bit of a tug, and we'll say hello again to Matt. Hello.
Good afternoon, Julian. Yes, you join me live here on Gwydra Street. I'll tell you where I am at the moment. I'm actually between, literally smack bang between, the Alexandra Arms pub and the Cambridge Blue. If you know where Gwydra Street is, it's quite a long stretch of road which edges out onto Mill Road. And I'm standing in front of a stall at the moment called Feel Socks. Now, it involves people having to guess what is in the socks. And I'm joined by the person who has actually organised this event, Frank. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Tell us a bit about this, because it seems quite interesting to me. Can you describe what it's all about?
Well, it's to test your tactile awareness by feeling inside the sock for an unknown object. There are 10 of them, and the person who gets the most answers right wins the prize.
Was there quite a bit of thought about the items that you actually put into the socks? Or did it take you a couple of weeks to decide, or was it something that you did very quickly?
Well, it's taken a number of decades to get this right, because actually, if you just think of the first thing that someone might like a salt cellar or a penknife, people immediately can work it out from it being something that's handled. So you have to think of something that's not so often used in the hand to get challenging answers, but make it easy enough that, say, a young child can recognise what it is when they see it.
Now, the socks that you've used, are they all your own, or have you had to borrow them from neighbours and friends?
No, they are carefully selected socks from my own wardrobe, and they are chosen for their sort of striking colour, so that people immediately lose their visual sense and get into their tactile awareness and intelligence, which is needed for this.
And at 4 o'clock, you're going to be revealing what is in the socks. We'll broadcast that live on Cambridge 105, as I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see what is actually in the socks. You actually live on Gwydir Street. Would you say the turnout's been good today compared to previous years?
Not quite so good. We put up our tariff to £1 for adults, but also we're in a less popular part of the street, and you can see how just having less traffic, or traffic that's not in the mood to dive into their pocket, makes a difference. But the traffic, we have very good quality competitors here today, really enjoying themselves and trying their best and taking the game very well, and I think we'll have a good winner at the end of the day.
Wonderful. Thank you very much to Frank there, who's running the stand called Feel Socks. I might have a go a little bit later on. And coming up at 4 o'clock, Julian, we will reveal live on the radio what is actually in all the pairs of socks. You can't get any more exciting to that. With that, it's back to you in the studio.
Fantastic. Cambridge 105, all the socks, all the time. This is, just doesn't get much better, really. Matt, what's the prize? Do we know? What do you get if you guess the most?
We can just find out. What's the prize, Frank? What does the prize entail?
It's a bottle of Chardonnay from Bacchanalia down the road. Very nice bottle for the adults, and book tokens for the children. Two book tokens. So.
Very nice indeed. I think I might go for the Chardonnay personally and try and have a go winning that.
You've got a good chance of winning, because we've only had three or four adult competitors.
Oh, Matt, I just think you have to take part in this to see how you get on.
A station sweep stay between you and Lee Last at the studio, with me and Robbie down here at the Gwydir Street party. Anyway, with that, Julian, it's back to you in the studio.
Thanks very much, Matt. Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city on this summer Saturday afternoon. Love, spit love. Am I wrong? 26 minutes past 4 o'clock. It's very strange when your reporter just pops back all of a sudden. You see his beaming face coming around the door of the studio. Presumably you've come back in order to get some money for the ice cream.
I have actually, Julian, yes.
I'll sort that out in a moment or two. Community Radio in your city.
Cambridge 105. My name's Humphrey Finkel.
I'm Harry Finkel.
And together you're the Finkel brothers. Yeah. No Finkel sister today.
No, not today. Actually she's joining us later on. We're playing at Darry's Wine Bar.
Do you do much busking altogether?
Actually we don't. We were invited to play here this afternoon, and very happy to do so, obviously. Been only been in Cambridge playing about 6 months or so, and been sort of not broken into it yet. So, yeah, great way to get on the scene, I suppose.
Something you want to do and make a note of. Where would you head, do you think, to do some busking around Cambridge?
I'm not sure. I mean, it seems to be pretty popular around the Market Square, you know, and King's Parade, places like that. So, central, I imagine. Actually, Mill Road was quite a shock to us. It hadn't occurred to me that we'd be busking over here, but,
no, but
it's a nice spot. I mean, it's sort of cool. I mean, it's sort of a happening part of town, right, man? You know, so.
So any regular gigs coming up in the pubs or something over the next few weeks?
Well, we're sort of stopping by the Alma open mic on Wednesdays, and what have we got coming up? Has that helped me out here? My memory serves me terribly. We write them all down. It's all on the website, finkelbrothers.com, finkelbrothers.com. You have to excuse my mental diary is not up to speed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thanks so much, guys. Hope you enjoy the busking for the rest of the day.
Thanks for listening.
as the Finkel Brothers recorded a little earlier on this afternoon at Hope Street Yard. There's music there all day if you want to go along. Hope Street Yard, just off of the Mill Road. And Matt Webb right now is on Gwydir Street. We'll hear something gets recorded in a moment or two. And also be going across to Lee Last, who's at the Chesterton Festival this afternoon. It's Cambridge 105, 17 minutes before 4 o'clock. The other thing we're keeping our eye across this afternoon is the tennis at Wimbledon, where Laura Robson has come back from being beaten 6-1 in the first set by Marina Arakovic to be leading 4-0 in the third and final set, taking place on court 2 at Wimbledon at the moment. So looking pretty good that we're going to have both Laura Robson and Andy Murray playing into the second week of Wimbledon, which is rather good. It means we can dispose of all of those players who have names which are very difficult to pronounce when you're doing a news bulletin. Right, we will be taking Matt's report from the Two Counties Motor Show in a few moments' time. As the gin blossoms at Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city, the Summer Saturday programme getting out and about in Cambridge. If you've got an event which you're running over the next few Saturdays, or actually any time across the weekend, do let us know. publicity@cambridge105.fm, and who knows, we might send Matt or Lee or myself or just one of the Cambridge 105 team to come along and cover your event. Now, Matt is on Gwydir Street right now, but earlier in the week he caught up with Stephen Reader of the Two Counties Motor Show. That takes place at the Rowley Mile Racecourse on Newmarket tomorrow. And here's what he had to say.
Tell us a little bit about the history behind the Two Counties Motor Show.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we're now in our 13th year on the Rowley Mile Racecourse in Newmarket. The show itself had about 10 years prior to that, based up in Ely. And we've grown to what's reported to be the largest automotive, solely automotive-focused show in the region. So, yeah, going pretty well.
It's very exciting stuff. I was saying to you just before we came on the air that I've been to it last year and it was a bit wet, wasn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, 13 years, and it had to be the 12th year that was the wet one. But that's the first wet year we've had. And, yeah, weather, fingers crossed, at the moment the weather's looking like it's not going to be too hot, but it's going to be dry.
Absolutely. And we'll go into what the event is about in just a second, but you do a lot of charity work revolving around the event. Tell us a bit about that and the charities involved.
Sure, yeah. The event itself is run by Lions International. The two local Lions groups, so that's the Cambridge Lions and the Newmarket Lions, which are just a group of ordinary folks who get together and raise money. And we raise money for local charities. This year's charities are Suffolk Young Carers and Headway. So all the proceeds from the gate go directly to local charities, and it's the car dealers and the concession stands and all of the other things that actually help fund the show itself. So it's a major fundraiser for local charities.
Has the charity work taken place during the previous events as well?
Yes. Every year we have a set of nominated charities. Previous charities have included East Anglia Air Ambulance, who they actually come along. They come along every year. They were the main beneficiary, I think, 2 years ago. But they take a stand every year. And this year we've also got the Spice Guides, who are a guide group based down in Newmarket. They'll be selling stuff, and Newmarket Cubs and Scout Group as well are there. Again, just operating small concession stands and stuff, but it's all valuable funds for them.
Very diverse mixture.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for someone who isn't familiar with the event, what's going to be taking place this year?
The event hosts two main shows. There's the motor show, which is it's all about new cars. So if you're interested in buying a new car, or you just want to check out what the latest technology is, that kind of thing, we've got pretty much every make and model on the one site. So, rather than trolling around all of the dealers, being pounced on and asked, what your interest is and what you've got to sell, all that kind of thing, it's a very low pressure approach. The dealers are there to show the members of the public what what the cars are and to talk about them. They're not there to do a sale. Obviously, they want you to go back to the dealership afterwards and do a test drive, that kind of thing. But it's very much about information. So there's the new car side of things, and then there's the classic car show. And we normally get around 200 classic cars, ranging from excellent old sports cars through the odd Rolls Royce, that kind of thing, up to the more modern owners clubs. So we have a Mini owners club, Saab owners club. There's quite quite a diverse range of classic.
So right from the Frog Eye Sprite era up to the TVRs and things like
absolutely, that. Absolutely, yep. And again, the owners of the classic cars are really happy for you to ask loads of questions, take a really good look. And we run a competition for the best classic car each year, which gives them a little bit of added incentive to make sure they're really polished when they bring them along.
Something I saw on the website which was quite interesting is that you can meet the Stig in person.
Absolutely, yes. Now, of course, given that he doesn't talk and given that he's completely masked, who knows who's underneath there? But we have the Stig. Pretty much every year recently, he's come along. He picks a different, interesting way of turning up to the show. A couple of years ago, he had an open top Reliant Robin. I understand this year it's going to be something a bit different. So quite looking forward to seeing what he turns up with.
And some British Grand Prix drivers are going to be there as well.
Oh, now that's news to me.
That was on the website.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go. hole in foot. I don't maintain the website. We get a very diverse mix of people turning up every year. I know that we've got Formula One simulator coming for the first time this year. So, yeah, those guys could be attached to that. And there's also a reactions Formula One style racing driver reactions test going to be there. So if you fancy yourself as a budding Formula One driver, there's certainly enough of an opportunity to go and try your skills out.
Wonderful stuff. Now, is the show for the real petrol heads amongst us, or is it an event that the whole family can enjoy going along to?
Certainly, when I first got involved in it, I thought, what we were going to see is just huge numbers of people, totally, just basically 20-ish aged men wandering around asking technical questions, and it's completely different to that. It's a real family day out. There's lots of attractions for the kids. We've got there's a circus rides, attractions, that kind of thing. There's the classic cars, which attract quite a wide interest range. And then we find more often than not, actually, it's the females who are there checking the cars out, and the guys are tagging along, literally being told what it is they're going to buy. So it was quite an eye opener for me as to how the decision making goes.
Have you found that with the increase in sort of TV shows on television that encourage people to do up cars, programs like Wheeler Dealers on the Discovery Network and other shows where people actually do up cars and bits and pieces, do you find that encourages people to go along and see classic cars, seeing people on television doing them up and things like that?
Yeah, I think it does, and I think it also encourages people to check out the new cars and see maybe what bits they can attach to the current vehicles. Certainly, starting a couple of years ago, the interest in electric cars and also the interest in fuel economy and the lower emissions really took over the show. And I personally have been very, very surprised that the fuel economy of a new car versus one that's even just a couple of years old is quite remarkable.
And if the listener wants to find out more, or maybe wants to come down, is it free? Do you have to pay to enter or to get into the thing?
Yeah, you have to pay to enter, because that's how we raise the money for charity. It's at the Rolly Mile Racecourse in Newmarket. Starts at 9:30 in the morning, runs all the way through to 4:30. Certainly, there's enough to do for a whole day, but you can also get quite a good experience in just two or three hours at the show. It costs £5 for adults. It costs £3 for children between 11 and 16. Under 11s are free. There's also a raffle tickets being sold at the show, and I found out just today, really excited about this, we've got a new leading prize. Same leading prize as we had last year, which was really, really successful. The guys at the Bentley dealership have put down a Bentley experience for two.
Which is
pretty special, because the winner of that raffle prize, they get chauffeur driven up to the Bentley factory, they get to tour the Bentley factory, they get lunch, then if they've got driving licenses, they're able to do a bit of test driving in the afternoon before being chauffeur driven back. And that was a very, very sought after prize last year, so we're delighted that they're able to offer that again.
Whoever wins, that's going to be very very lucky indeed, and probably be the envy of all their friends.
Oh, certainly the envy of me. I would have dearly loved to have won it. And one of the great regrets is not actually being allowed to buy the raffle tickets.
So the event takes place this Sunday, the 30th of June, and you have a website as well, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yep, it's www.twocountiesmotorshow, all one word, .co.uk, or just stick in Two Counties Motor Show into your popular search engine.
That's Matt Webb speaking to Stephen Reader of the Two Counties Motor Show a couple of days ago. And by the magic of radio, we'll go across to Gwydir Street proper. That's the only thing I can describe it from, really, where Matt is waiting for us and listening to a classical music performance, Matt.
That's correct, Julian. You join me outside the Alexandra Arms, just around the corner from our studios here on Gwydir Street. And currently playing at the moment is Mike Cole with the classical half an hour. And we'll just take a little listen to what he's doing now. So we go, that's Mike Cole. He's currently playing outside the Alexandra Arms pub on Gwydir Street. Now, because it's approaching 4 o'clock, we'll just head back down a little bit further down Gwydir Street.
It's Sock Man, isn't it?
And we'll go and see our gentleman with the socks and see if he's going to reveal what is actually in these socks. If you joined us a little bit earlier on here on the show, we were chatting to a gentleman called Frank. He's a regular incumbent of the Gwydir Street party, and he is running a sock stand where you have to try and guess what is in the socks by feeling them.
And by the sounds of things, Matt, from your interview which you did with Frank a little earlier on, he's honed this to an absolute art over the years as to what exactly he should be putting in the socks.
That's right. He was saying about salt cellars and pen knives and things like that. So I think he said he took months in the planning.
I think putting a pen knife in a sock sounds like a bit of a health and safety disaster, really.
So if we'll just find out when he will be revealing. Oh, sorry. When he will be revealing what's actually in the socks, Frank. When are you going to be revealing what's actually in the socks? Is it coming up very soon?
Time for those who are still playing.
Okay, so it'll be a little bit extra time, so maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and we'll find out what is in all these all-important socks and who won that very nice bottle of Chardonnay and the children who won the rather nice book vouchers. But I'll continue my walk down here on Gwydir Street, and we're at the bottom end now, round by the Alexandra Arms pub. We've got people selling some very nice food. Good afternoon. You're live on Cambridge 105. What are you doing down here today?
We're eating a lot. After that, we're going to drink quite a lot, and then we're going to do lots of dancing and jump up and down.
Have you been down to the street party previously?
Well, yeah, we are the street party. We've been doing it for about 20-odd years, so...
Would you say that this year's been the best year so far?
Nope, definitely not. But we're hoping for more children, and we've got lots of games in mind for them when they turn up.
So I noticed the annual hopscotch games on the pavement, which are quite interesting too.
That's it, and I've got some boiled eggs at home ready for the egg and spoon race, because this year we thought it would be better if they boiled them, because the other year they hadn't got the hang of it and they did it with raw eggs, which was quite fun for the adults but not for the children.
Wonderful stuff. What was your name, please?
Rosie.
thank you very much for chatting to us here on Cambridge 105.
So, Matt, can you ask Rosie what time the egg and spoon race is?
Oh, I've been asked to ask you, what time is the egg and spoon race?
Whenever everybody's ready for it.
It'll be an as and when situation.
Oh, so it's a bit flexible then. I was hoping you might be able to take part, commentating as you go.
Actually, just before we leave, we've got a gentleman here. You look like you're dressed up in the BBC Trade test card. Is that right?
That's exactly what it is, yeah. It's a bit.
Oh, well, this is impressive. What's your name, please?
Fabian Bonner.
Oh, wonderful stuff. And where did you get this wonderful suit made?
I'm not sponsored by them yet, so I can't tell you. And I don't want everyone else wearing one, but no, it's a group called Opera Suits. Opera Suits, they make fantastic suits. And you're right, it's the test card, minus the little girl and the clown, which I was going to get done on a T-shirt, but I haven't had time yet.
Have you been to the Guide Street Party previously, or is this your first time?
I was playing with a band called the What's-Her-Names with the amazing Claire Hayes and George Breakfast a little bit earlier. I've been playing this on and off for 10 years, I guess. So, so we just had a really nice set. We're going to go and see Tom Colburn play about 4:30. And the weather's gorgeous. Kids are having fun. This is my little niece, Angel. Say hello.
Hi.
Wonderful stuff. And do you have a variety of different suits?
I do, but this is the best one I've got. Yeah.
It certainly is. It's very media friendly.
First outing. Yeah. I know you can calibrate cameras to this, man.
Was it expensive?
No, it wasn't. That's the best bit about it. Yeah.
I think we'll have to get one of our presenters at one of these, because he runs a broadband TV news company, which is quite interesting. So that'll be quite interesting anyway. Thank you very much for chatting with us here on Cambridge 105. So there we go, Julian. There's a gentleman who's walking around in a BBC trade test card outfit, which was rather interesting. We've also heard from Rosie on the stool. She's selling some bits and pieces and enjoying the atmosphere. And we also heard some wonderful classical music on the main stand. And hopefully within the next hour, we'll be having a chat with Jethro. Now, he's one of the event organisers here at the Guider Street Party, and he'll be telling us about the charities involved and how he thinks it's gone so far. But with that, Julian, it's back to you in the studio.
Thanks very much, Matt. Speak to you again just a little later on.
Cambridge 105. We love being local. You bet your FM life.
Now, back to the Cambridge Buskers and Street Performers Festival. I went down a little earlier on to Hope Street Yard. There's music there all day. That's just off the Mill Road. And spoke to Louise from Flaming June. And she told me that despite being a regular stage performer, when it came to busking, she was relatively inexperienced.
Probably done busking maybe 3 times. So, it was quite weird today, but enjoyable nonetheless. So,
How does it differ, do you think, to performing in front of an audience who have come to see you or come to hear some good music?
Well, I suppose you've got kind of more of a passing crowd. So some people stopped to listen this morning. So we had a little, had periods where people were listening, but mainly people are just hearing a line of a song as they walk past. So it's very, very different. But it was good fun. We had a good time. So
you find you can hook people in that way, perhaps, to the music? You get one person, they pass us by and they hang around for a little while?
Well, we found if a couple of people stopped, then you'd get other people stopping. So, they kind of, once one person's listening, other people think, oh, what they're listening to, we'll stop as well. So, we had a few moments where we had maybe 15 people watching us. So, it was good fun.
And how many performances are you doing during the course of this weekend of busking, really, isn't it?
We've done one on Christ Pieces this morning, and now we're doing Hope Street Yard, and then we're doing Christ Pieces tomorrow, 12 till 1.
This is a title track of our new EP. It's called Rumpelstiltskin, and it's been played kindly by Cambridge 105, so thanks to them.
You won't take what's precious to me, I'll hide it all away. You won't take what's precious to me. You won't take my world from me, I'll hide it all. We'll be right back. 'cause I know you'll leave
Flaming June and Rumpelstiltskin recorded that at Hope Street Yard just outside of the Dutch Bike Shop a little earlier on this afternoon. Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city, crossing to Lee Last at the Chesterton Festival, and that's after Keane, and this one is called Clear Skies. Right now, though, we are going to go across to Chesterton, and Lee Last is there for us.
Thank you very much, Julian. I am here live at the Chesterton Festival in Chesterton. A great, fun-filled afternoon for all the family. We've got a huge array of entertainment on offer. We've got some big, fun slides I'm just looking at now. We've got the carousel as well. Got a big climbing wall for the boys and girls, and a big bouncy castle on the far side if you want to dispel some energy on this actually admittedly quite sunny and warm Saturday afternoon. Now, there are a few clouds floating around Pye's Recreation Ground in Chesterton, but nothing much to get in the way of the lovely sunshine we've got here. A little bit of a chill on the wind, as you might be able to hear, but pretty decent conditions here. And stalls-wise, we've got lots of entertainment and activities on offer between now and throughout the afternoon. We've got a Beat the Goalie Challenge from Chesterton Football Club. If you want to have a bit of a fancy of beating their goalie, one for the kiddies there, do come on down and see them. Also, we've got a huge array of food and drink stalls. We've got tasty European and British food, apparently. Now, I'll be the judge of that one. I'd like to get my mitts into some of that. I haven't had my lunch yet, actually, so I need to go and grab something tasty to it. We've also got stalls selling a few crockery bits and pieces. We've got Cambridge Recycling on the far corner. We've got some live music on the other side of the site you might be able to hear. There'll be live music throughout the afternoon. A huge array of entertainment for all of the family. If you want to get out of your house, let's face it, sometimes your house can be a bit stuffy, especially on a day like this. Bring the whole family down, stuff for all cultures, all ages, male or female. Come on down, there's lots and lots of people here already. I'd say easily hundreds of people here. You got your bars, grab yourself drink, soft or alcoholic, grab yourself a bit of food and come and enjoy the fun here at Pye's Recreation Ground, the Chesterton Festival, all day today and all day tomorrow.
Back to Lee now. He is with Valerie Cutting, who's the Vice Chair of the Chesterton Festival.
Thank you very much, Julian. We're live here at the Chesterton Festival, and with me I have
Valerie Cutting, Vice Chair of the committee.
And Valerie, I'm walking around here, I see a huge plethora of stalls, food, entertainment. You can hear some live music in the background. What kind of effort does go into the Chesterton Festival each year?
Well, once we finish this one, we basically start for the next one, because it takes about a year to organise it and get the people you want and the advertising. And I've been here in the background, we've got the Ladybirds jazz band singing. We've had the Polish song and dance people just before them, and Zumba. It's a really great family day out, and today the sun is shining, which is fantastic.
It is kind of an omen when you have these community events. Sometimes the weather lets yourself down, but it's always really important to get the community behind these events. Do you feel it's incredibly important for the festival's success?
It's a very diverse Chesterton is, and we've got a large number of different sort of foods and tastes groups from all over the place, which is good. It's getting the community together, which is what the whole thing was started for 5 years ago. And I still call it a village. I was born here, but you don't know where Chesterton begins and, you know, Cambridge starts. So, but I still call it a village, and you get this atmosphere here today with the children and families and everything. It's really great.
There's a lot of people. There are easily hundreds, many hundreds of people walking around it. As I say, they're enjoying the sunshine. They're enjoying the taste of local culture. But as I hear, there's not just this going on. What other events have you got going on today?
Well, last night we had at Brownsfield Community Hall, there was local bands and food and entertainment, and also an art show of the art group that meets there each Friday. Tonight we've got a band at St George's, a concert at St George's Church, and we've also got an open garden at Mariner's Way today and tomorrow. And we've got the Songs of Praise and different things going on Sunday. So it's a three-day event, and it sort of covers everyone's taste, really.
It really does. I mean, one for all ages, would you agree?
I would agree, yes.
And this open garden, there's an open garden on 17 Mariners Way. That's CB41LB. That's 2 till 6 all weekend. We've got a summer concert tonight also on St George's Church on Chesterfield Road from 7.30 tonight. Also, we've got a flower display 1 till 5 today, and Sunday 2 till 4 at St Andrew's Church on Church Street. And there's a free minibus service getting you here today to the festival.
Many different stops as well. And I'd like to mention also that the Cambridge Community Association, the past year, from last May until April, have been taking a photograph a day of East and West Chesterton. And it's been a lot of hard work for the committee who've been doing it. And we've got a demonstration of it in the church today, and we're hoping to sell DVDs of it. So it's a lot of potted history of what's been going on in Chesterton over the year. And also we have a photograph competition each year. We had some fantastic entries this year. We had nearly 100 entries, and they're really high standard. And so that's growing and getting bigger and better each time as well.
I've got to go down and see them myself. I like to fancy myself as a bit of a keen photographer, so we'll see where it is. Just being pointed over to a blue marquee area. I'll be over there very shortly. Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. If there's anyone wants to find out any more information, do you have a website for this?
We have the Chesterton Community website,
which you can find at www.chestertonfestival.wordpress.com. Thank you very much for joining me.
Okay, thank you very much.
And back to you in the studio, Julian.
Thank you very much, Lee. Some beautiful music playing in the background there as well. A very beautiful sight on that over at Chesterton this afternoon. Lee popped a photograph of that on our Facebook page. Cambridge 105 is what you want to look for when you're at facebook.com. 25 minutes now before 5 o'clock. Julian Clover in Gwydir Street. Not very far at all from the Gwydir Street party, which is taking place this afternoon and into the evening. Be crossing back there. And Mr. Webb has hopefully caught up with Sockman to find out what was in those socks.
What do you like about Cambridge 105?
Mixed by Journey to Where It Go Faster.
I just like the music that it plays. I like this. It's the kind of era that I like.
People should listen to it more.
We are your Cambridge 105.
Community radio in your city.
Summer Saturday from Cambridge 105. Community radio in your city. You two are staring at the sun. It's 20 minutes now before 5 o'clock. Time to cross once more, just a short distance away. We'll give another tug on that tin can and string and bring in Matt Webb, who's got another guest with him. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, good afternoon, Julian. You join me back here on Gwydir Street for the Gwydir Street Party 2013. And I'm pleased to say that joining me, looking rather dapper in his costume today, is Jeff. Now, he is the landlord of the Cambridge Blue Pub. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How do you think it's been so far? How do you think the event's been going?
Well, it's been brilliant. I think this has been the best one we've ever had. The weather's been kind to us, the crowds are out, the music's great, we've got loads of stalls, and it's just a real chilled out atmosphere.
And you're raising money for charity at the same time. Tell us a little about the charities involved.
Okay, well, we're raising money for three charities. We've got the Cancer Care Help Centre at Scottdale's. We've got Centre 33, which is a drop-in centre for young people. And we've also got a charity called Friends with Disabilities, which is for people going on days out with their carers.
And there's been some live music happening here. That happens across, obviously, the afternoon into this evening. Who can we expect to hear on the stage, especially your Cambridge Blue stage? We've been talking about what's happening at the Alexandra Arms stage. It's now your chance to go and sell your stage down by the Cambridge Blue.
Well, we've got a lot of acoustic stuff going on, but the highlight for most people is the last act of the night, which is Margaret Scratcher, which is, it gets the crowd jumping. It's really good music.
Indeed, and he performed sets last year as well. obviously used to present on Cambridge 105. He used to do our Saturday night programme. He's moved on to other things now. Over the course of the day, have you seen an influx of people coming and down? Has it been a bigger turnout than you expected it to be, or compared to previous years?
No, it's been definitely up on previous years. I'd say the weather's got to be a help with that. Plus, we've got a lot more going on this year. We've had puppet shows. We've got huge giant tombolas. We've got bars all over the place, beer festivals. We've got all the music, as you say, bouncy castle. Something for everyone.
It's nice also to see residents coming out, sitting in front of their houses, selling items as well.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, they can just sit out. We ask them to give a donation to the charities. Most of them have. And it's, you know, get rid of your old rubbish. Start sorting it out ready for next year is what I say.
What time does it all wind down here tonight?
Okay, well, it has to finish, unfortunately, at 9 o'clock. That's when we're licensed to. And we are in a residential area, so we like, you know, to have everything off the street by 10:30.
And the weather looks like it's going to be brilliant across the rest of the evening as well, so do come on down. I think that'd be your word to say.
Yeah, come along and see us. We're here waiting for you.
Oh, wonderful stuff. Just before we go, tell us about your costume that you're wearing.
This year it's the 150th anniversary of the building of Gwydir Street and the pubs, and so we're doing a Victorian film, so there's several of us going round now. Me, myself, I am a mill owner of the Victorian age. My wife's dressed up as the lady of the house, and we have several members of staff who are dressed up as Victorian chimney sweeps. And there's also, if you look around, you'll see some scullery maids going round and a couple of nurses.
You both are the dapper. Jethro, thank you very much for touching us here on Cambridge 105, landlord of the Cambridge Blue Pub, and we'll just have a little walk down Gwydir Street and see what else is going on. Lots of people still here. If you're trying to get, just to give you an update on the road situation, Gwydir Street is closed at the top of the road. You can get down Hobson Street, so if you did want to get down that area, you can. Parking is quite scarce around here at the moment. I've certainly found it quite difficult. I was parked at the Gwydir Street car park. I had to move my vehicle down to Norfolk Street earlier because my parking ticket ran out, but there is plenty of places still to park a little bit further afield, run by Sturton Street and places like that. We'll just continue our little walk down to the Alexandra Arms stand again, where we've been doing some bits and pieces from across the day. We had some live classical music earlier with a gentleman playing the keyboard, and there's not much happening on the stage at the moment, but I think there's going to be some more eclectic music happening down here a little bit later on. But Julian, it's back to you in the studio.
Now, eclectic music, that's the euphemism for not quite sure what it is.
I can actually tell you. Hang on a minute.
Okay.
I feel like Annika Rice on Treasure Hunt. Coming up next on the stage is RCL Ledbetter, Rhythm and Bass, Rhythm and Beat, and Rhythm and Blues. Then from 6 till 6:30, it's the Run of the Mill Jazz Band. 7 till 7:30, Soul's Cafe Gospel Choir. 8 till 8:30, it's a DJ set playing some classic 60s music with a bit of a vibe as well. And then from 8:30 till 9, it's the Thomas Carr Affair, keeping it real musically, spiritually, practically, and creativity, playing some jazz, breakbeat, and pop as well. So that's what's happening at the stand outside the Alexandra Arms pub here on Gwydir Street. And with that, Julian, it's back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Matt. We'll cross to you one more time before we end our summer Saturday programme today. So Natalie Imbruglia and Torn from Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. Let's cross for a final time this afternoon to Matt Webb. I think Matt's got another guest with him as well. Hello again, Matt.
Good afternoon, Julian. Yes, you join me back here on Gwydir Street for the final time as part of Summer Saturday, and I'm pleased to be speaking to Paul Garofalo. Now, he's been running the puppet show stand just at the top end of Gwydir Street. So, good afternoon, Paul. How do you think the puppet show's gone today?
Very, very well. The second show, halfway through my show, the band started playing, which is about normal, really. But I had to compete with the band, but it was fine. Good crowd of kids who enjoyed it, and it's a good show.
What did your puppet show feature?
Cedric Super Knight, the Flying Knight, well, the Almost Flying Knight, and the Non-Far-Breathing Dragon. So, yes, a good adventure show.
Now, I know you from many years ago because you used to be my Cub Scout leader. And what happened to Baron Big Nose?
He's still there. He's now Baron Van Very Nasty Man. The Big Nose bit's a bit, you know, not a good thing to say now. But it's still there.
And tell us a little bit about your company. It's called Just Puppets.
It's justpuppets.co.uk. I puppet shows for schools, festivals, even birthday parties. I do puppet shows and puppet making workshops as well. So if you need me, it's www.justpuppets.co.uk. Very competitive prices.
You've done your sale there. So you were here last year. How do you think it compares to last year? Do you think it's been busier? The weather's certainly been slightly better this year compared to last year.
Yeah, it's about the same, really. I mean, last year, I remember, I was further up the street nearer you this year, and I couldn't get my stuff out at the end. It was so busy. I had to leave my gear here till 10:30 at night. So what I'll do today, I don't know, but it's about the same as last year. Busyness, good, yeah.
And the children have been enjoying it?
All the same kids, wherever you go in the country, all the same, still enjoy it, yeah. It's great the kids like live entertainment. I mean, they computer stuff and iPads and things, they still love live entertainment, and it's brilliant. It's got a good buzz for me, a good buzz for them.
Now, do you make your own puppets, or do you actually go out and buy them?
I make my own puppets, yeah.
Does it take a lot of time to make them?
Yeah, months, really, and the making's not so bad. It's making the new show, getting the right format. It could take a long time, you know, but it's getting the right sort of formula. But I use old and tried, tested formulas and things, and it always works, you know, with the kids.
Wonderful stuff. And what time are you here still today?
About 6 o'clock.
Wonderful stuff. So you get another hour and a bit's worth of great puppet show to come down and see.
Nice to see you. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you very much, Paul. It's been wonderful talking to you and seeing you again. And we'll have one final recap of what you can expect to see here at the Gwydir Street Party. As you heard from Jethro a little bit earlier on, it's continuing to around about 9 o'clock tonight. A great selection of live music from the two stages. There's one outside the Alexandra Arms pub and one directly outside the Cambridge Blues. So lots of live music. Lots of stalls, lots of residents down the road selling bits and pieces that they've made, homemade things. You may recognise Paul Christoforou. He does our Tuesday afternoon show. He's selling some records. He's got a little record fair down the far end. And Patrick Widdes, who does our headstand show here on Cambridge 105, is selling some poetry scripts and bits and pieces as well. And there's also lots of food that you can enjoy and eat, and lots of drink. People lapping up the atmosphere and lapping up the drink in droves. And for the final time here at the Gwydir Street Party, it's back to you in the studio, Julian.
Hang on, not so quick, Matt. I need to know what was in those socks. Where's Sockman got to?
The Sockman has gone, unfortunately.
What?
While I was repositioning my car, he obviously decided that he was going to vacate the place, and he's also taken all the socks with him, and there doesn't seem to be anyone who knows what was in them. However, Robbie here, who's actually been one of our stars of the show going to get interviews and things, actually did have a go at the sock competition. Now, Robbie, what did you think was in them?
Hello, Julian. I was very poor at guessing. My tactile intelligence, as the man said, was reasonably poor, but he had lots of household implements in there. Bobbin wheels from string, he had a strange rock, but many mysteries, and he's revealed those mysteries, but not to me and Matt, who have been doing other things.
And we'll just say thank you very much to Laura Claxton as well. It's my fiance. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
And who's been taking pictures, and we'll see those over on the Facebook page, facebook.com/Cambridge105, over the coming hours. So I think you can probably hear some of the noise around the corner from where you are on the Gwydir Street Enterprise Centre, Julian.
I can indeed, Matt. It's very strange presenting a show almost from on top of the event that we're covering. And thanks, we should say, of course, to Rob Chipperfield for setting up the technical link between the studios here and Gwydir Street itself, which is not that far away, but still needs a little bit of technical effort to put in place. So thanks to Rob for doing that for us.
Wonderful stuff. And with that, Julian, from the wonderful Gwydir Street Party, where there's a wonderful glowing atmosphere at the moment and the weather is holding out, it's back to you on the Gwydir Street Enterprise Centre.
Thank you very much. I don't normally call it the Gwydir Street Enterprise Centre. I kind of like the sound of that. I think I'll have to see if that can stick or not. OK, 3 minutes away from 5 o'clock. That's it from Summer Saturday for this week. Thanks to Matt, thanks to Rob, thanks to Lee Last, thanks to Laura, and thanks to Robbie as well. Thanks to everybody who took part in today's programme. If you missed anything, there'll be a podcast online in a day or so for you to take a listen to and reflect on another Summer Saturday. I'll see you for Drive on Monday afternoon. And 4 o'clock. Jason Allen coming next.
You're online? So are we. Search for Cambridge 105 on Facebook and Twitter, or follow the links from our website, cambridge105.fm.